One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Now we all know why we're here tonight. Because of me and my big ass celebration.
For Tuesday, September the 19th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And Jade Cargill is the talk of the town when it comes to the wild and woolly world of sports entertainment. Cargill has officially been removed from AEW's roster page. As of the last 12 hours, she is no longer to be seen on there. And this is a strong indicator that this isn't some sort of storyline-based endeavor, and she is indeed done with AEW. If you needed a bit more convincing, PW Insider have you covered. It was reported yesterday that Jade Cargill was in Orlando, Florida for WWE. That, of course, being the home of the WWE Performance Center, where yesterday WWE tryouts were taking place. However, Jade Cargill was not an official part of those independent wrestler tryouts. We'll talk about those in a second. It was a few hours later, after being in Orlando for WWE, that it was reported by PW Insider once more that Jade Cargill had been seen on a flight out of Orlando to Atlanta, confirming that she wouldn't be part of WWE TV, at least for now. It feels like a Jade Cargill WWE debut is impending, but seemingly not imminent. Question marks over where Jade will fall in WWE's system are still there. Would Jade Cargill spend some time working in NXT as part of that system? Or is there such a demand to see Jade Cargill, which I think there is? Does Jade Cargill go immediately onto Raw or SmackDown and get straight in the mix? Time will tell, as Jade Cargill seems ready at any point now to be a part of WWE. Now, we mentioned that there were some independent wrestler tryouts yesterday at the Performance Center, and there were some interesting names there. And it's quite nice to see, because whilst focusing more recently on their Next in Line initiative, looking for non-pro wrestling talent to come and join WWE, this particular tryout seemed to focus on standout independent wrestling stars from across the country. And some of those names, in no particular order, included Brogan Finlay, who is the son of Fit Finlay and the brother of David Finlay, so a second-generation talent in the mix there. Jasmine Allure, who made an appearance for WWE this year. She lost to Lacey Evans on SmackDown. She was also Izzy's first opponent in Izzy's first ever wrestling match, which we talked about on this podcast feed just a few weeks ago. Hollywood Haley J was one of the names at this independent tryout. She was part of, she's been part of the OVW documentary Wrestlers, which you can now watch on Netflix. Valentina Rossi was part of the tryouts, having wrestled for WOW and AEW. She made appearances on AEW Dark as well more recently. She's been part of WWE and NXT in extra roles as well. And Richard Holiday, a former MLW champion, he won the tag team titles in MLW with MJF. And there's a lot of love for Richard Holiday as part of this list of talents. He's had his own challenges. He's made his return to wrestling after a battle with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. He has had a journey to get back, and it's nice to see him being showcased with a tryout for WWE. Maddie Renkowski, you might have seen as part of the National Wrestling Alliance and also competing for Ring of Honor and Mission Pro Wrestling and WWN. David Goldie, another name there, a Monster Factory trainee who has competed on AEW Dark. Most recently was part of the New Japan All-Star Junior Festival with a really nice win over Vinny Pacifico, if you saw that. Jay Malachi in there. Now, you've seen Jay at Firestar Pro, at Deadlock Pro. He was on AEW recently as well. Another one that has got some licks on AEW television in smaller roles that WWE wanted to take a look at. Jamie Stanley teamed with Joe Alonso in the National Wrestling Alliance. You might have seen the team America's Ego doing the rounds. Well, that's one half of that is Jamie Stanley. Ray Jazz worked in MLW, also wrestled for Beyond Wrestling. Another standout there. Copeland Barbie. Now, Copeland Barbie is one of the whilst it was mainly independent wrestling stars that were in the mix, Copeland Barbie is a collegiate wrestler at Queen's University of Charlotte. And Copeland hasn't had the pro wrestling run of things as much as others, but there is certainly something with Copeland Barbie. There's an energy when you watch Copeland Barbie that I'm very intrigued by. So some interesting names, a nice cross section of people from across the industry getting a look from WWE yesterday at the Performance Center.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We're going to have to do a post-fight. We're going to have to do like a post-fight show where we break things down because, like, yeah, I mean, that.
You got time on your hands?
Yeah, I got some time on my hands for the next 2 months.
All right, fair enough.
Shall we do some CM Punk news? It's been a hot minute, hasn't it? So CM Punk made his TV return, doing commentary for Cage Fury Fighting Championships. He made comments over the weekend that you heard there that has certainly got tongues wagging about a WWE return, with a lot of speculation about Survivor Series in Chicago in 2 months' time. The fact that Phil Brooks has nothing to do for 2 months has certainly got people talking. House of Wrestling have given an extensive update, not just on CM Punk's possible WWE return, but also discussion of a lawsuit that Punk was planning against AEW, allegedly. We'll talk on that in a moment. But in terms of WWE, House of Wrestling say, I have yet to meet someone in WWE or with knowledge of the situation who has ruled it out. One WWE source I spoke with noted that the buzz internally about Punk as a potential free agent is not there like it was when Cody was rumoured to be on the market at the beginning of 2022. Another source told me that there could be interest. Timing is everything in the pro wrestling business. And at that moment, WWE's product is hot and not necessarily in need of a big name signing. With that said, multiple sources made it clear to me that they saw WWE and Punk working together as a possibility if good business can be done, especially with WWE and UFC merging to form TKO Group Holdings. The new publicly traded company will be looking for more ways to appease stockholders, whom it ultimately answers to. So it's certainly not a no. Also, when it comes to CM Punk and the possibility of him suing AEW, that was brought up by House of Wrestling as well. This comes after his dismissal from AEW and claims that Tony Khan feared for his life in the presence of CM Punk. Some said there was certainly grounds for a lawsuit there. Well, House of Wrestling say Punk does not have any litigation pending against Tony Khan following his termination. From what I can gather, Punk is looking to move and avoid any further litigation and move on with his life. He was described to me as someone breathing a sigh of relief now that he is away from the day-to-day drama that seemed to follow him at AEW. We have not been able to gather whether any pending legal action on AEW or Tony Khan's behalf towards Punk is pending, but things do seem quiet between the two sides. This seems as if they're just going their separate ways, which is probably the best thing to do. Check out the Cultaholic podcast feed right now for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Myself and Jack Atkins are watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning, and we are deep into October of 1996. And you can check out Bret Hart's return in 1996, just a year before You Know What Happens, as we discuss it on the podcast feed. It's waiting for you right here, wherever you got this from. If you just scroll up, or scroll down rather, it'll be just waiting for you there. It's a good one. It's a good episode this week if you're a Bret Hart fan. If you're a Shawn Michaels fan, I feel like it's even better because, well, you'll understand when you see it. You'll understand when you see it. Speaking of the 90s, check out our list right now on the YouTube channel of the 10 worst WWE matches of 1997. Believe me, the year of the Montreal Screwjob gave us some screwy wrestling before Survivor Series of that year. And we break down 10 of the worst. Run on the YouTube channel right now. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.